This is the Living from God's Center podcast, episode 015. Be centered.
Welcome to your Living from God's Center podcast, supporting pastors and ministry leaders weekly to find your God space to live and serve God and others with confidence, peace, and joy. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is insearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. And now, with today's podcast, here's your host, Dr. Claire Smith, spiritual mentor and prayer coach.
For joining us today. Today we are celebrating 1 year of the Living from God Center program, and joining me are Reverend Kathy Williams and Reverend Bill O'Neill. Welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be alive.
Yeah.
Isn't that the truth? Kathy and Bill were the first two participants in the Living from God Center program, so it is really special to have them today. They are the pioneers, and another person you heard from recently, Reverend Robert Seffritt, he was also one of the early ones. But the two of them actually joined the same week. They started the same week. Isn't that something?
Wow.
I did not know that.
Right. You learned something. So starting with Kathy, could you tell us a little about yourself, where you're pastoring now, and, you know, about your family?
Yes. I am the senior pastor at Holton First United Methodist Church, and I'm married to Earl, and I have two children, Christopher and Alexandria. They are both in their 20s. I grew up in Wichita, Kansas, graduated from K-State, went to Emporia State to pursue a career as a school psychologist, and during that time received my calling for full-time ministry and then attended St. Paul School of Theology. So I've pastored in Topeka for a couple of years, a year in Kansas City, and 3 years at First United Methodist Church in Lawrence, Kansas. And so I've just started here at Holton.
That's great. That gives us a little picture into who you are. Thank you. Bill, what about you?
Let's see. I am here at St. Stephen United Methodist Church in Troy, Missouri. I'm the second year here. I started ministry and going to seminary in 2003. So let's see, I was ordained in 2010. A wife, beautiful wife. Her name is Dawn, and I have a 12-year-old daughter named Grace, and then we have 23-year-old son, Jonathan, and a 25-year-old daughter, Ashley, who just had a baby last Thursday. So,
yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah, that makes him a granddad. Congrats.
Yeah.
No, I'm not a grandfather. My daughter has a little child. So I can't believe I'm a grandfather. So.
I know, right? Denial.
I'm in denial. That's it. I'm in denial.
So. I had to stop and think about that when you said
that.
Yeah. Obviously, I need to work on it. But we the grandbaby is adorable. So.
Thanks be to God.
Yeah.
Amen.
So that's pretty much, there's lots more to me, but that's all I'm going to share right now.
That's all we can handle. So today's podcast is a little different because we're going to just talk a little about what prompted them to sign up for Living from God Center, because it was something brand new. And like I said, they were the first. So why did you sign up? Let's start with you, Kathy.
When I received your call of invitation, it was really interesting because I had been praying to God to help me to move into a deeper time of prayer. And I didn't know exactly what that would look like. I just wanted it to be more than what I had been doing and something that was much more nourishing. So it was interesting when you called to let me know about this ministry that you were offering to pastors and leaders of churches and whomever, you know, wanted to grow deeper. And my immediate thought was, I really don't have time. Kind of funny. And then after I thought about it and I listened to the way that you were describing it, and one of the things that caught me is when you said, I can't think of exactly how you said it, but this is how I heard it from you, was that as leaders, we will often look to prayer after we've gone through something instead of starting with prayer and allowing it to lead us through. And as I thought about that and then thought about that, I had actually prayed for God to bring forth an opportunity for me that would help me to grow deeper. That was actually how I began. And so I really do feel like God brought you to that season and allowed me to hear what you were saying to, as I move past, you know, I don't have the time, I'm too busy, whatever. And then beginning to think about, I really do. I mean, prayer is just necessary and so essential. And I have to be able to turn things around instead of going through things and stressing about things and then say, oh, let me pray about it. How about begin with it and allow it to strengthen me and guide me through whatever might come my way? And so that was actually how I started.
Yeah. That's interesting, you know, because the time thing is a big one, you know. People mm-hmm. always feel they don't have time. And that was your initial reaction, but then
yes,
praise God, you were
initial.
Able to go past it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what about you? Why did you sign up?
I had been at an appointment for 9 years. Things were going well. And I felt through prayer that it was time to move. And so I asked my district superintendent if I could move. And so I also asked for a challenge. So I ended up in a challenge. And I am very impatient by nature. So by the time I got to this appointment, I'd only been here a few months and I was really questioning, where is God in this? Is it too late for this church? And then Claire called and we talked about prayer. And I realized that somehow I have gotten myself in a position where I was not relying on God, mm-hmm. and I was relying on myself, and that I'd gotten to a point where I was relying on me and ego before God. And so that's a crisis. And so I prayed about it and went ahead. I don't know why I prayed about it. I guess that was my way of stalling. and so I think it was a few weeks later, I went ahead and signed up with Claire. So it was really good. It's been good. I've talked to my district superintendent about Claire and other people, and that's what this has done for me. So,
I actually met her, but that's another story. So it's so easy for us to, as leaders, as pastors, as ministers, to shift from God to us, because we get caught up, and it's not something we deliberately set out to do. It just happens. So it's good that you were able to realize that that was where you were. And you kind of said that it impacted you. You didn't use that word, but that's basically what you were saying. The fact that you talked about it, if it wasn't having an impact, you wouldn't. What was it like going through it, Bill?
Going through...
Living from God center.
It was very hard. It did take a lot of time. It was uncomfortable. None of those are good selling points. I realize that.
But I didn't bring you on to sell. I brought you on to talk about what it was.
But what had happened was I started getting out of the way and just letting God and realizing what truly matters is worshiping God, loving God, praying with God, and getting back into God, which is where I used to be. And and just not letting, no matter what happens, I'm not going to let Satan steal my joy that God is giving me. So, and do I fall back? Yep. There are times that I fall back and it's all about Bill. But it's like I can quickly feel God yanking me out of myself and back into God. So,
Where did the discomfort come from? What was the root of that?
Admitting that as a pastor, I was not relying on God. I was failing to rely on God. And I think some of that comes from, you know, almost as a pastor, I can't speak for others, but I think I was feeling pressure, like I had to fix everything and it was my job. And I think that's what happened.
So would you say that, go ahead.
No, that's it.
You say some of what was hard about the program was just coming face to face with what had happened to you?
Yeah. I mean, just to be honest, that I messed up and that, as a Christian, somehow I allowed my relationship with Jesus to kind of be an afterthought, I was treating God as my butler, you know, or sometimes as treating God as if God were my loan officer, you know, and I was trying to build up enough equity, enough credit that maybe I would make what I wanted to see happen.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's a powerful image.
Yeah.
And such a dangerous thing for us. And you know, you're going to talk a little more. We'll get Kathy in and then hear a little more about moving from there to where you ended up. But let's get Kathy in. And Kathy, what was it like for you going through living from God center?
Well, it required me to take an honest look at myself and my behaviors and to truthfully say that I had developed some unhealthy patterns in my life, ways of serving that really became a lot of busyness for me. And filling and cluttering my life with a lot of activities within the church, responsibilities that I felt were proving that I'm worshiping God and I'm, you know, just in this relationship. And so it really helped me to clean some of that up and move some things off my plate to, if I really believe that prayer was important and this time with God was important, then I had to take a look at how I was actually spending that time and how I was spending the time with my family, how we were growing spiritually as a family with me and my husband. He was the only one home at the time, and making some changes there. And so I had to step back and just take a look at what I had become and how I was using my time, and to recognize that it wasn't how God had intended it to be. And so I do agree with Bill. It was uncomfortable, while at the same time peaceful for me as I made the changes. It was just so good. And I'm so thankful that those changes were made, because it just turned me around in a different direction, and I began to be honest about what should be priorities in my life and what is most important. And, you know, I'm such a people pleaser, and that's where all of that came from. I was so busy trying to do stuff to please people all the time that I was not pleasing God with the things that I was doing, which is where I wanted to be. So, yeah. So some similar things that Bill is mentioning, but that's what it was with me, and just had cluttered myself and wasn't making any space to be able to hear from God or to allow God to hear from me, except when I was in desperate moments and in a crisis, but not in a healthy way. And so, yeah.
It's kind of interesting for me, you know, and I'm giving God thanks as you're speaking, because we've never had a conversation. You know, I know you've gone through the program and you've written stuff, you know, the end of the program reflection and stuff, but we never had a conversation, and it's so very different. And what I hear from both of you is that it kind of brought you to yourself. You had to be honest with yourself. You had to be honest before God, and that's when God can really begin to move in us and change us more and more into the image of Christ. So giving God thanks for that. And, you know, living from God's center has different pieces. There's the daily devotions, the audio, the monthly reflections, the conversations, and the retreat. And those are the key pieces. So what impacted you the most? Who's going to go first this time?
I guess I can go. I do want to add. Oh, wait, did you say Kathy goes first?
No, I said who.
Whoever wants to go. I will. Okay.
Okay.
I do want to add, there were peaceful times, definitely, after a while. But I think I've been thinking about this. I think it was the devotion times. That getting up early in the morning, it's still dark outside, having coffee with God and journaling and pondering and reflecting. That was the big one for me.
Yeah, that was, man, that required such discipline to do that, because one of my goals was not to look at my phone first, but, man, that took a lot of work, because I would look at my phone first, and then I'd get caught up in all the emails and check. The only thing I would just do was just to make sure that my daughter hadn't tried to contact, because I keep my phone off at night, but not to get started with all of that, but to begin my day with God. So, yeah, Bill, to begin the day with God. And it offered me, you know, my whole frame of mind was just so different in how I entered the day. And it was like, whatever happened in my day, it was okay. Where before, I would enter the day with all of this other stuff and then just enter. And so it just really reframed everything so differently for me and just strengthened me in a way and gave me a peace in a way that whatever unfolded during the day, it was okay because I had started it with God and I had already had this conversation with God. So I was already assured that God was present, near, was with me through it all, was gonna whatever happened during the day. And so I was just a little bit more courageous and bold in my day and just more peaceful in my day because I started my day with God and in that prayer time. And so, and it really helped me to become more disciplined and to really appreciate that time instead of just being like an afterthought or at the last minute or, oh yeah, I was supposed to do that. Yeah, it was good.
Mm-hmm. You said something that I think is important. You said it took time. And the reason I think it's important is because sometimes when we're trying to change habits, and especially when we're trying in our own strength, we get impatient. Mm-hmm. And we give up before we get there. But it's to know that some change happens immediately, but some change takes time. And to just stay with it and trust God through it. And both of you have highlighted the importance of starting the day with God, which implies starting it more slowly than if we just rush into everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So as you were going through the program that impacted you the most, and now that you have completed it, it's not a year because it's a six-month program, so it's about 6 months since you've completed it. And as you reflect and look back, what would you say the impact is on you now? In your ministries, in your life?
Go ahead, Bill.
No, you go ahead, Kathy.
I was just going to say how I enter my days are so different, and it's in my stress level, because it's interesting the timing of it when I started it, not knowing that I was going to enter into a time when I was going to be appointed to a different church. And I think had I not gone through the program prior to that, how I entered in to receiving the call and journeying through that season would have been so much different than how I did. And I was able to encounter it more peacefully, to know that God is journeying with me. I mean, it was just totally different. And so I see each day as being different now that I've the discipline of starting my day, devoting it to God, being mindful, keeping God in it through everything that I do and recognizing that more. And so for me, it's just made a total difference in how I'm just encountering things that normally would have been more stressful for me, or I would have been a little more anxious with. I'm not finding that now. It really has been, yeah, transforming.
Mm-hmm. Transforming. Okay. Yeah. You hold that word, transforming. So, you know, some people don't want to be changed, so... But once we understand as human beings, we need to be changed. We need to constantly, you know, be transformed. And yeah, it's a positive word. What about you, Bill?
Yeah.
How does it
happen? I think for me, it's like I find myself wanting to. I'm a people pleaser also, and I'm getting away from that. And I find myself, I don't want to ignore people, you know, or shepherd them or care for them. One of the dangers of being a pastor is obviously trying to please everybody because that's what they want. And it's impossible. And my desire to please has diminished to where really I know that I'm in devotion. My best days of being devoted to God are those days where I just want to make God smile. you know. This is going to sound weird, not so much please God, because I had a conversation with a friend many years ago, and we were talking about it's really hard to please a God who's already pleased with you through Jesus, but just to make God smile, you know, and kind of like, you know, that's kind of like what we try to do in worship nowadays at church is see if we can't worship in such a way as we're pleasing God. And so I guess, too, that as a result of this, looking at just realizing that why can't anything I do, why can't that be a worship, you know, a worshipful attitude of God? So I think that's where I'm going. I still got a lot of work to do. I'm not done changing. That's what this has done for me. But I think it's really just, yeah, it's the make God smile thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. And, you know, we're all a work in progress. So, yeah. You know, God sends us these things to propel us, as it were. I see this in some ways as propelling, grounding. They're different images we can use. I'm not as good with the images as Bill. Did you notice, Kathy? He pulled out some serious images on us there.
Yeah.
Not as good with the images. But yeah, you know, it's really about helping people to move to the next level in their relationship with God, the next level in God, because God always has more for us. But it's easy to get stuck, especially when we have the care and the nurture of others. And you mentioned, Bill, you know, needing to different people expecting you to please them. And people don't always realize, but when you're in ministry, there's so many layers of people to whom you answer and who are looking to you. So it's easy to become enmeshed in that and lose sight of God and the need to just focus on doing the will of God and knowing that once we do God's will and we glorify God, then God will do the rest. And sometimes it goes well. Sometimes it seems not to go well, but ultimately God is in charge, and God works it out and brings it for our good when we are devoted, and brings everything to where it should be. So as we've reflected on your time in Living from God's Center, just enough for our listeners without overwhelming them, because there are ways they can find out more if they're interested. What advice would you give to someone on living from God's center? And let's start with Kathy this time.
What I realized living from God's center is living in a way that I'm unable to do on my own. And so in order to have the peace that I really do desire, it only comes from this deeper relationship that that God is allowing me to have with God through Christ Jesus. And so I think that as a pastor, as a person in leadership, the only way that you can effectively lead as God calls you to lead, is if you are living from God's center. Because it's only through God's strength and nourishment and provision that you're able to be a spiritual leader, to grow spiritually yourself and to be a spiritual leader for others. And so it's so valuable. And prayer is an essential and just necessary discipline in order to be able to do that. It just draws you nearer to God. So my advice would be to start each day with prayer. And when you are doing that, then you are living from God's center as you meet God and during that time and experiencing God's peace.
I have a question as you say that, because I'm thinking this is something you probably knew. So why did it, is that the right one? So I'm sure in your head you knew you should start a day with God, because I think most of us would say that. Mm-hmm. So what was kind of keeping you back, and why did it almost, as it were, take the program to get you there?
It was just myself. It's funny when Bill said you seem to start putting yourself before it's interesting. Yeah. And it's like you know that. It's always the right answer to say when somebody would ask you, well, do you start your day? Well, of course, yeah. You know you're supposed to start your day with devotion. But it's like somehow it gets lost, and the busyness and everything else begins to cloud God out. Like God is there. And then what you start doing is like, well, you know, God is filled with grace and mercy. God's going to forgive me that I didn't put God. So then you start just kind of justifying your, you know, and rationalizing through all of that. And instead of you just making the changes to do what's required. And so, and in my case, it was just the busyness. It was so much of the people pleasing and doing that I got to take care of this first. I know God will wait on me. So I'm going to take care of this first and this first and this first and this first. And then I'll get to, you know, at the end of the night when you're dead tired and you're trying to read, you know, trying to do something, you're falling asleep and stuff, or trying to pray, you can't keep your head up and all of that. So, yeah. But when you said that, you know, how about not leaving it, but allowing yourself to be led by it and seeing the difference that it makes? That was just something that clicked with me. Like, yeah, why am I doing this backwards? I know better, but why am I? Yeah. And it just took the discipline. I mean, knowing that accountability, knowing that you were going to be calling me every week, knowing that I had set goals, knowing all of those pieces helped. And so to get it, you know, turned, and I just hadn't been able to do that on my own. I just couldn't get myself disciplined, and I'd had no accountability from anyone. That was a huge piece. So knowing I was going to talk to you and knowing that you were going to ask me about my week, and I had set goals, and I had somebody saying, so how did you do with those goals that you said, and the expect, yeah, that was a huge part of it.
Thank you. Yeah, we don't have to flung the on our own, but we feel we must because of who we are. Bill, what about you? What advice would you give to someone on living from God's center?
Start in the morning, like Kathy said, on the devotions. Don't beat yourself up when you mess up. When you find that, oops, a couple of days have gone by and I didn't even do the devotion. Because like Kathy said, those calls, those weekly calls, those accountability calls, they work. There's no scolding or anything. It's just that accountability piece is so very important. And to just stick with it and push through the growing pains and rejoice in those aha moments and those moments of when you breathe in the Holy Spirit and receive peace. That's what I would say. On another note, I have to get off the phone. So I have some people standing here.
Okay. One favorite resource?
My favorite resource? My favorite resource, it is still, it is still Scripture.
Okay.
And going into Scripture, that's like my go-to. But I like to go back and review the devotions and see where I am today as opposed to 6 months ago. that's my resource.
Great, thank you. We're going to move it back to Kathy and as we wrap this up. Thank you, Bill.
So Kathy, okay, thank you.
Resource. Okay.
One of the things that I've been using right now is I really like the Jesus Calling by Sarah Young, and it speaks to me deeply, as well as will give scripture passages that I then follow through on and pray over and pray about, and I just spend some time with it. It gives you a daily, something daily, but there are some times that I just will continue to meditate on one of those, like every morning, and just, you know, I might spend, you know, a week with it and spend some time with it, and it's been really good. So I really enjoy that series from her, and has been really good. And there's a book that I really enjoyed, and it's an old book, but Too Busy Not to Pray.
Okay.
Had just some, you know, it just kind of reminded you of just the importance of prayer and just the different parts. I mean, it's just a real simple, easy, you know, to read book, but I pulled that out, and it's just been good to go back and read through that and look at my notes that I wrote and just to be reminded of the importance of prayer. So those are just a couple of things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you remember who wrote it?
Bill Hybels.
Okay. Yeah. And I'm going to put these two resources in the show notes. We don't need to put the Bible in the show notes. Just use the version that is working for you, the one God has led you to use. Because Bill said his favorite resource was the Bible, and Kathy said Jesus Calling, Too Busy to Pray. And so I'm going to put those in the show notes. If you get the podcast through iTunes or Stitcher, one of those, the summary will give you the link for the show notes. You can also go to clearannsmith.com, where you'll find me, and just use the Contact Us button if you want to get in touch, leave a message or a request. And remember, be sure to subscribe and keep abreast of episodes. Kathy, is there one last thing you'd like to say before we close off?
I'm just very thankful that I had the opportunity to participate in this ministry, and because you poured into us and helped us to return back to a more prayerful life, then we're able to go out and be able to share that with others as we walk with others in their spiritual journey as spiritual leaders here in the church.
Thank you for joining us.
We have been speaking with Reverend Kathy Williams and Reverend Bill O'Neill, the first two participants in the Living from God's Center program. We thank them for sharing and for their perseverance, because this time we had some tech challenges with this particular episode, and they gave up some additional time to get this done, and we are grateful. We thank them for the wisdom they shared and their experiences, and just give God thanks for what God has done through Living from God's Center and what God continues to do in their lives as they lead and serve from a centered place in God. And now remember, when you live from God's center, you are able to leave behind stress, frustration, fatigue, and even burnout, and live and serve with confidence, peace, and joy. It's time to center and soar. Until the next episode, this is Claire Smith signing off.
Thank you for joining us today on the Living from God Center podcast. Go forth and soar with confidence, peace, and joy in the power of the Triune God.